We are in a town called San Saloni at a world-famous restaurant called Confabes, talking to an extraordinary chef restaurateur, Santi Santa Maria. Good morning. Buenos dias. Ah, we got that. Sorry. I have some interesting questions. Now, chef is feeling a little bit under the weather, but I'm asking heavy-duty questions here. First question is, you are known as a Catalan chef specifically. What does it mean to be a Catalan chef?
Que per tu ser un chef català.
No, ser un chef català no és altra cosa que viure en plenitud la cultura i el territori que realment et dona xapluc, protegeix, no? Cultura i territori, i per tant viure en una societat que al mateix temps té uns objectius comuns, uns objectius de futur, de llibertat, de progrés, i per tant la cuina en tant que cultura participa.
Okay, that's mean is the culture is about the country. It's a mean you are in freedom and you stay with what you make. It's good, and what you make the people make happy. And that's all the means for the chef.
He is known also for being an historian, and he talks about history and culture on a plate. Now that's about tradition, but he also is an innovator, is he not?
De la cultura i el plat, en el plat per tu, el que significa això, és només això o només també és donar plaer a tota la gent?
Evidentment és una conseqüència de tot l'ofici de cuiner, treballar pels altres, no? O sigui, els cuiners treballem pels altres, no treballem per nosaltres mateixos, i per tant, implícitament, la nostra feina aporta plaer, inqüestionablement. Ja ho dono per suposat.
Supposedly that. It's not couture, it's the pleasure for the people too, and they make happy, and that's for the people, for him is obvious.
What does this sentence mean? I'll show this to you. To you, and you will translate for him.
Jo no cuino per alimentar, cuino per emocionar.
És entronca perfectament amb la pregunta d'abans. És a dir, cuinem pel plaer dels altres, no? I diem, amb una patata o amb un enciam o amb la cosa més senzilla, podem despertar els sentits dels altres, no?
Yes, that means the cook for about the make happy the people like before. The cook for the pleasure for the feelings for the people, and not just for the words. Is for the enjoy the people, and that is the important thing.
Now, Santi Santa Maria is just recalling that 6 years ago we sat here, although the decor was different, and talked. We had just been to El Bulli, and we discussed that cuisine as opposed to the traditional cuisine. What has the experimentation and the work in laboratories for the table done for Spanish cuisine and for Santi Santa Maria?
Ells van estar al Bulli i discuteixen una mica que la cuina que fan allà és una cuina tradicional, que es pensen que és més de laboratori. Què en penses tu d'aquesta cuina, o si creus que és tradicional, o què apliques tu amb això?
Jo estic en una fase de la meva existència que no sóc gens creatiu, perquè crec en Déu. I evidentment no sóc Déu.
Okay. He passed for one phase of the experience of his life. Now he's in the life. That don't creative is not creative, it's God. It's not the creative is God, and he is not God. One moment, explain because you have to, yeah, with the words, have to be with the correct words, because if not, you don't mean. He is not a creative chef because believe in God, and the only one can creative is God.
Santi Santa Maria has written a number of fairly extraordinary books, not your in the traditional cookbook style, but books of depth and content. Could you describe, Santi, the book called La Cuina di Santi Santa Maria, L'Etica del Gusto?
Okay, first of all, Santi Santa Maria said that he write because he enjoyed to write books, enjoyed the people know about him, about what is the kitchen for him, what is the chef, what is the chef. So this book was the first one, and explained about the feelings of the food, the feeling of the culture, all the concepts of the fresh products, of the best products to make the kitchen, to make the first plate. That means, he said that l'etica del gusto is mean that you have to put something good in the plate. Not is put something, you have to put the best products. And that's what I mean, the title of the book.
He then traveled a great deal. How long did Santi take writing his book called El Gusto de Diversidad, El Mundo Culinario de Santi Santa Maria?
El temps que va trigar a escriure aquest llibre. That is the result of one life, of the experience of one life.
El publico un bon moment, en què també he tingut editor, no?
He have one editor, make that book. He explain all the experience and all the life.
What, he traveled all over the world sampling food, is that correct?
Viatges per tot el món.
Quan viatjo pel món ho aprofito, prenc notes. Ara, per exemple, les meves vacances van ser a Sud-amèrica i no hi havia estat mai en profunditat i bueno, vaig estar a Argentina, Xile, a Perú i això, doncs, quan torni a fer un altre llibre, sortirà.
Yeah, when sometimes he make travels, go and write experience, and for example, now go to Latin America, Argentina, Chile, and, well, takes ideas about the next books. I'm sure it will be the next book. This experience.
He seems to like French cuisine. Santi seems to like French cuisine quite a lot. Are they the greatest chefs? Who does he admire the most?
Cuina francesa. Quin creus que vos que són els grans chefs de la cuina francesa?
Santi, who are your great heroes of French cuisine, the great chefs?
Carême, Escoffier, and Chapelle.
Now those are greats. On your tour, you visited the United States, and you said that the United States' greatest contribution to world cuisine was Cajun. Is that true?
No, als Estats Units també diuen que està fent la cuina i hi ha grans chefs que han contribuït. Quins creus que han contribuït a això?
Estats Units.
Estats Units, United States. They are so young in the States, in the United States for great chefs.
And we've...
The contemporary from now, the young people from now. We will see what's happening with the chefs now, but in the future maybe yes, but the contemporary chefs are not...
In your travels around the world, what cuisine, country, the style of food surprised you the most?
En els teus tours que has fet per al món, quin és el país amb la cuina que li ha sorprès més?
Home, jo sóc un apassionat de la cuina xinesa i, per exemple, Vietnam és una cuina molt essencial, feta amb coses molt senzilles, i amb una tassa de caldo, és a dir, amb un pollastre, amb quatre verdures, poden alimentar una casa, una família numerosa, no?
The Chinese on the Vietnam is a very simple cuisine and good. For example, with a broth of meat or chicken, with one, have to eat all the family. Yes, which is very simple, but no, with a lot, a big family, yes. So that's a surprising.
Let's back up a little bit, and we're talking, this restaurant that we're in is the original restaurant, opened in 1981. This restaurant received its first star in 1988, the second star, and we're talking Michelin stars, in 1990, the third star in 1994. It is now a Relais, a chateau. Santi has received so many accolades, prizes, and awards. He now has more than one restaurant. He has three total, one in Madrid, one in Barcelona, and he now has five rooms, two in Madrid. So that's two, three, four restaurants.
Three restaurants. Three restaurants. In Madrid, have one.
And there are five rooms here at this wonderful place where you can stay after having a sumptuous multi-course surprise chef's tasting menu. Where does he get the energy to do all of this?
Ha explicat una mica tot el que tens, tots els preus que tens i tal, i la pregunta és, d'on treus aquesta energia per fer tantes coses? The other people. The energy of the other people.
And his beautiful wife as well.
You have to work around the people, about the young people.
Is there one thing left that I know that Santi's a little under the weather here? Is there one thing he would like to tell our listeners? Just one last thing.
Els hi vols dir, per acabar, ja una última frase que li vulguis dir als oients?
Que intentem que les persones que viatgen fins a Can Faves, fins a Sant Celoni, s'emportin, tinguin un souvenir, que recordin al cap d'uns anys algun petit tast, algun petit gust d'una cosa que hagin menjat aquí.
He said that the people come in Can Faves, in the many years after ago, they can realize, they can remember some flavors, some taste, just a little bit about the kitchen of what we make here.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.